COVID-19 pandemic had affected the mental health of many Iowans. This includes children who have been deeply impacted by restrictions on their social life and stress their parents are facing. Iowa established a children's mental health system 2 years ago, but as Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports, some worry services are still falling short, just as Iowa's kids need more of them.
Jeanette Lems says the trouble for her kids really began when they started school last fall. Her 7-year-old daughter struggled with being limited to just interacting with several kids who didn't include her friends. And her 5-year-old son was displaying a lot of anger and aggression.
We could not figure out what the meltdowns were and what the cause was, and took us a really long time to get his feelings sorted out.
Lem says her daughter got help from a counselor at her school in suburban Des Moines, but finding help for her son was much harder. She tried online therapy sessions, but he couldn't stay focused. So she sought out in-person play therapy instead.
I called 8 different places. I was told that they had no openings until May. And this was in January.
Lems was finally able to find an independent therapist near her home. The sessions have greatly helped her son, but the experience was eye-opening.
I had no idea that there were so many troubled children, you know, at the age of 5, 6, that were having to seek out mental health.
Long-term data on kids' mental health during the pandemic is still scarce, but some early figures suggest it's taking a toll. Mental health-related emergency room visits are up a lot. They increased 24% for young children and 31% for teens from March to October of last year compared to 2019.
There seems to be just a lot more stress, sadness, anxiety, and loneliness these days, but it's not everyone.
Laura Fuller is a clinical psychologist at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. She says the pandemic has clearly exposed the state's dire need for more mental health resources. Her system's waiting list has stretched weeks, even months at times, for children and families.
When you think about the more rural regions of the state, the places that aren't close to big cities and higher concentrations of providers, it's even worse.
Part of the problem is due to the unusual way Iowa has funded mental health services, by relying on local property taxes. It's a system left over from the early 20th century when people with mental illnesses lived in county homes.
That's how they became responsible for people who essentially couldn't take care of themselves.
That's Peggy Halbert, Executive Director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Iowa. She says Iowa is the last state in the nation to fund mental health through property taxes. As a result, funding has greatly differed across the state's 14 mental health and disability services regions. And even though the state has set certain standards for children's mental health, Halbert says it hasn't held the regions accountable.
It shouldn't matter where you live in Iowa. You should have access to the same services. That's not happening.
Now Iowa is moving to end that patchwork system. The state legislature voted recently to shift funding from the regions to the state. Still, some Iowa families say more help is desperately needed for kids, like Des Moines resident Nina Rickman. Her 2 adopted sons have anxiety and behavioral issues from childhood trauma. Rickman says the pandemic was so hard on her kids, their therapist recommended they go into residential treatment programs. She searched for months to find spots for them. Meanwhile, she struggled with the stress and uncertainty and plunged into depression herself.
There never was any timelines and there never was any certainty. So it was just hard to know. And so if you have a little bit of hope, sometimes you can make it a little bit longer, even if you're in a really stressful situation. But I think my hope just kind of ran out.
Rickman was eventually able to get spots for them in facilities hours away. She says they're doing much better, and so is she. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.